Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, in the United States. And I'm your preacher today as well, with a preaching I'm calling A Day of Reckoning. The gospel today follows on from the gospel yesterday. It's an unfolding story of Mary before Jesus is born. So a couple days ago, she heard the news from the angel Gabriel that she was going to be pregnant, and lovely, let it be done unto me. And then she finds out that Elizabeth, her old cousin, is pregnant. So she sets out, and in yesterday's reading, we have that wonderful coming together of the two of them, when Elizabeth is moved so much, and John in her womb is moved so much by Mary's coming, that she comes out with this beautiful speech, Elizabeth does. And today is Mary's response. Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Almighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has gathered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And then it says, "And Mary remained with her for about 3 months and then returned to her home." It's this last little part that I want to comment on. Because Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant when Mary found out, and now it's 3 months later. So we are to assume that Mary stayed until John the Baptist was born and then went back to her home. But imagine that moment. The joy of finding out she's pregnant and Elizabeth is pregnant was amazing, but it's past now. And now Elizabeth has had her child, and Mary would begin to be shown and making it a little more difficult to travel, right? And you could almost hear Elizabeth having a conversation with her. "Well, Mary, where are you going to be when you have that baby? And it's time to get there now." But it's been 3 months. And maybe she's heard some word, but she probably hasn't seen Joseph. What will he think? "I guess I need to go back and, as we say, pay the piper." That day of reckoning where I guess my work here is done and I need to get back and see where I stand with Joseph and prepare for my own birth. And that had to be a very difficult journey for Mary. But she said yes. And she doesn't take back that yes. She might worry about it, but she does it. I think it's the same with all of us. When we say yes to God, any commitment really, but certainly the ones to God, it's for better or for worse, right? And those good days and bad days in marriage, sure, but in all sorts of commitments that we make in life. And when we say yes to something, we say yes to the whole string of things that follow. And it's not for us to balk, to stop, to turn back. It's to go forward and find what's waiting on the other side. Good luck and bless you in holding to your commitments today.